And they design new business models. And when I talk about business models, I'm not sure how many of you are management or business students, but when I talk about a business model, I'm simply talking about the way that they make profits. So they, in the existing business that they operate, for example, if they were in a trade, the electronic sector, software sector, one would expect that their profitability of their of a business in the software sector might be in the high teens, 15 to 20% net profit, say. Okay? They're constantly looking for ways to change that, to find ways of finding a higher profitability model. So they want to shift, when they're looking for new business opportunities, they want to shift from a 15% profitability model to perhaps 20%. They're looking for more profitability. Now, that's a simplistic look at it, because it's not all about net profit. We also might be looking at return on investment and those things. But just to give you an idea, that's what I mean when I talk about the business model. I'm talking about the financial profitability, however that is measured. They pursue opportunities with discipline. And this is very important, because they don't just go off harebrained following every idea that they come up with. They don't have unlimited resources. The resources they have to play with, be they people resources, financial resources, as in cash, or physical assets, they don't have unlimited resources. So they keep a register of opportunities that they haven't yet exploited. And they select from this list. And they move projects along incrementally, little by little, step by step, until they are able to achieve the potential of that particular opportunity. But they always have a stock of ideas and opportunities that have not yet been commercialized. And then they selectively invest in the opportunities by using specific criteria that allows them to make a decision of when it is right to invest more. They only pursue the best opportunities. So they're constantly evaluating the opportunities that they have to hand. And they check on a regular basis to see if those opportunities are paying off. They have, as I said, a stock or a portfolio of opportunities or projects that they have at different stages of development. So one of the things that's very disciplined about entrepreneurs as well is that they don't only just start and select projects to work on, but they also regularly drop ones that aren't paying off. So they have this constant group of ideas which are at different stages, and if one is not meeting the profitability criteria or the investment criteria, they drop it. They get rid of it before it becomes too expensive. So they're focused because they have limited resources. They also focus very much and make sure that the opportunities they pursue are consistent with the overall strategy for the business. For example, in the case of the Nokia Corporation, they have clear divisions within their organization. They actually pursue this type of strategy of opportunity portfolios, and they have what they call a corporate venturing division. It's a division where people are allowed to develop new and wacky ideas, but all the time being monitored at each stage of development. But they also try and make sure that there's a link to those ideas from their strategy. The overall strategy within Nokia around, for example, their mobile telephony. They will have ideas and opportunities that will eventually fit into that whole space, that market space. So they keep focused on areas that are of interest to the business. They're not doing random projects in different industries that are unrelated to the core business and the core strategy for the growth of the business. Okay? The last line on that slide says they use discovery-driven planning. Excuse me.